leading the news, though, this morning. Social Services Minister Kevin Andrews has signalled a major overhaul of the welfare system. He's told News Limited the current system is unsustainable. Mr Andrews has set up a review which is likely to target disability pensions and unemployment benefits. East Timor has launched legal action in the International Court of Justice to reclaim documents seized by ASIO. The documents relate to a legal dispute over an oil and gas treaty. It says the raids were illegal under international law and can't be justified on the grounds of national security. Iran has begun the process of curbing its nuclear program in a deal to ease international sanctions. Iranian TV is reporting that centrifuges used for uranium enrichment have been disconnected at its main nuclear plant. It's part of a deal reached with the United States, Russia, China and Europe. The New South Wales government is facing a big legal battle over its decision to cancel three Hunter Valley coal exploration licences. The state's corruption watchdog found the granting of the licences was tainted by the corrupt conduct of former ministers Ian MacDonald and Eddie Obeid. The two companies that hold the licences are now threatening legal action. And the New South Wales government is also expected to unveil its plan today to tackle alcohol-fuelled violence. State Cabinet met yesterday to finalise the plan. The proposals encompass licensing laws, policing and tougher penalties for offenders.